Welcome to the podcast of Pastor Daniel Braddock. He is the pastor of First Assembly of God in Plant City, Florida. We are so excited that you have joined us to listen to Pastor Braddock's powerful preaching from each Sunday morning church service. Listen closely to these messages, and your journey with Jesus will be wonderfully impacted.
So if you have your Bible, turn to Joshua chapter 6. Hallelujah. How many of you know we're already victorious? Amen. We are victors in Christ. Amen. Joshua chapter 6. If you'd like to stand, fine. If you can't, that's fine. It's up to you. It says, now Jericho was securely shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said to Joshua, see, I have given Jericho into your hand, its king and the mighty men of valor. You shall march around the city, all ye men of war. You shall go all around the city once. This shall you do 6 days. And seven priests shall bear seven trumpets of ram's horn before the ark. But the seventh day you shall march around the city seven times, and the priests shall blow the trumpets. And it shall come to pass, when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, that all the people shall shout with a great shout. Then the walls of the city will fall down flat, and the people shall go up, every man straight before him. Then Joshua the son of Nun called the priests and said to them, take up the ark of the covenant, and let seven priests bear seven trumpets of ram horn before the ark of the Lord. And he said to the people, proceed and march around the city, and let him who is armed advance before the ark of the Lord. So it was, when Joshua had spoken to the people, that the seven priests bearing the seven trumpets of ram's horn before the Lord advanced and blew the trumpets, and the ark of the covenant of the Lord followed them. The armed men went before the priests and blew the trumpets. And the rear guard came after the ark while the priest continued blowing the trumpet. Now Joshua had commanded the people, saying, you shall not shout or make any noise with your voice, nor shall a word proceed out of your mouth until the day I say to you, shout, then you shall shout. So he had the ark of the Lord circle the city, going around it once. And then they came into the camp and lodged in the camp. Father, we ask for a few moments that you would help us to convey some thoughts that are in our heart and our mind. Lord, again, we ask for the anointing of the Holy Spirit to rest upon us, for we cannot do this without your help. We need your strength, we need your wisdom, and we need your help. Lord, I pray that you'd bless each one again tonight that has come. Bless their homes, their families. Meet every need for each one, we pray today. Have you in our hearts, and we'll thank you for it. For it's in your name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Wave at your neighbor and tell him you still love him. Amen. Already victorious. In John 16:33, I think you have it, Matthew, if you put that up there. It says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble. But take heart. I have overcome the world. Yes. Wow. That's great. And as we look at our thoughts tonight, how many of you recognize, and I'm sure you do as much as you've heard somebody preach on Joshua, Joshua never touched a brick on the walls of Jericho. He didn't bring the Jericho walls down. Joshua's soldiers. Hey, y'all come up here and do it. Hey, never swung a hammer. But the shaking, the rumbling, the tumbling of the thick, impervious walls, God did that for them. God did that for them. You know why he did it? Because he said, it's yours. I have given you the city. Are y'all awake?
Yes, sir.
I have given you Jericho.
Amen.
He said the walls came down. And God did that for us. And God will do that for you and me. God knows what we face every day of our life. And I just wrote these thoughts down as they begin to come to me. Your Jericho could be fear. Your Jericho could be anger or bitterness or prejudice. Your Jericho could be your insecurity about the future or your guilt of the past. Your Jericho is any attitude or mindset that keeps you from joy, peace, and rest. Amen. Now, let's back up for a few minutes. How did Joshua know that they were going to be able to take the city? Well, if you go to Joshua chapter 1, you'll find out what the Lord told him to do. He said, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel, the land that I'm giving to you. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you. As I said to Moses, remember, as I tried to convey this morning, the promised land is ours.
Amen.
The promised land is ours. The grapes haven't gone dry. The vine hasn't withered. The raisins are still growing. The pomegranates are still there. Oh, hallelujah. And then he said, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites and the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. Amen.
Amen.
You know, I'm so thankful tonight that the Lord doesn't want us to have just a little dab of do you? How many remembers that commercial? Just a dab of do you? Is that what it was called, Brill Cream? All right, just a little dab of do you? Well, I'm fixing to get in trouble, sure enough. A little dab did some of them this morning. I love you, Lord. I need more than a dab. I need a lot. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Glory to God. God is saying to Joshua, as I was with Moses, I am going to be with you. I have not changed my plans. I still want the nation of Israel to go to the promised land, and you're going to be the one to direct them and get them there. Hello. Hallelujah. So be strong in good courage. For to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swear to the fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. Now, let me stop here for a second. Man has taken over the commands of God in a lot of avenues. We've got our own ideas how things ought to go. But I'm telling you what, if we'll follow God's way, we'll prosper. Y'all with me? Look what he said, don't turn from it. Meditate in it, day and night. Meditate, think about it. Remember what God said. Don't lose sight of it. I wonder sometimes if we really, when God does something for us, how soon we forget it. I think we need to meditate on what God has done in the past. And what he did in the past, he can do today. God didn't stop with Moses. Hello? God didn't stop with my parents. God didn't stop with the last generation. Because he's still alive and well. And he's still pouring out his blessing on those who are hungering and thirsting after righteousness. Oh, listen. He said, observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Listen, God wants to bless you again. Well, I think I'll do it my way. Well, go ahead. And you'll butt heads with the Lord, and you'll lose. Amen. That may not be the right terminology, but that's all right. Hey, see, God has a will. God has a plan for our life. God has a direction he wants us to go. And in Joshua and the nation of Israel at this time, God is saying, I want you to go to the promised land. You wandered in the wilderness long enough. Excuse me. But it's time for you to go and inherit what is rightfully yours. Amen. Now, if y'all don't want it, I'll take it. If you don't want any of God's blessing, say, Lord, detour it around by the preacher. He needs it. Because I need all I can get. Amen. So we see tonight those things, they're Jerichos in our ways. How do we know? See, Joshua went and spied out the walls of Jericho. He went and looked. And when you look in, I believe it's the fifth chapter, it says the host of the Lord's army met him with a drawn sword. And Joshua went to him and said, are you for us or against us? And he said, nay, neither one. I am the captain of the host of the army. In other words, I'm here to direct you. I'm here to tell you the walls will come down if you'll follow my leading. If you will obey me, those walls is nothing compared to my power. Amen. Hallelujah. See, it's not always easy. Every level of inheritance requires a disinheritance from the devil. I like this. It just blew my mind. Satan must be moved off before the saint can move in. Let that ring The walls were enemies. A city that was so secure that nobody was able to penetrate it. An army. In fact, I read something last night. The walls 25 feet high, and they up on top was 20 feet wide. Solid rock. So in the natural, it was not penetrable by just the ordinary man. But you see, when God says, I'm going to give you that city, it doesn't matter what's out there. He's going to do it. He's going to say, I am giving you the city. Satan must be moved off before the saint can move in. Oh, I like that. You got to get the walls down. You got to get the walls down before you can have the victory. You got to get the walls down before you can walk in and take the spoils of the city that are there. You have to take the walls down. You have to break them down through God, not yourself. God is the one that will break the walls. Hallelujah. In our own life, how many times have we tried to make things work? And the more we worked it, the worse it got. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? The more we worked it, the worse it got. But oh, listen, if you'll just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, you'll be surprised what God will do in your life. Oh, the enemy rises up. The enemy, he stands up and says, you can't go in. You can't have it. You're not going to penetrate that city. But God says, I have given it to you. And when God says, I've given it to you, get ready. It's yours. But how are we going to do it? That's God's business. You just follow him and obey him. Amen. And when you do that, you'll be surprised what happens when you get there. Now, they didn't just walk over there and take Jericho. Here's where it gets fun. They had to march 6 days around the city. The ram horns was blown by the priest. They picked the ark up on staves, and they carried, the priest carried it around the walls of that city. I don't really know what the circumference of the city was, but they took it one day at a time for 6 days. They marched around the city. But then here comes the good part. On the seventh day, you got to get up for daylight and march around what? Seven times? How many of you know that the number seven means complete? It's completion. Seven times. And I want you to look at it. You've heard it, but let me just bring it up to your mind. He said, at the end of the seventh, this is my translation, at the end of the seventh, there's going to be a long blast of the ram horns. And when you hear that blast, you shout a shout of victory. Hello, a shout of victory. But the walls hadn't failed yet, but they're coming down. The walls is about to fall. He said, shout, shout, oh glory. Sometimes I think we need to start doing a little shouting. I'm not talking about a jitterbug shout. I'm talking about the joy of the Lord that's within us, that screams in us and says, get out. Let the world know that the Christ of the Lord is working in us. Amen. Hallelujah. We find You find it in Joshua chapter 6, 15 through 21. We won't have time to read it. But he said, the walls came down and the people went, and Joshua told the people to go in and possess the land which the Lord your God has given you to possess. Chapter 1, verse 11 says the same thing. Go in. Now, you know what they could have done? They could have stood out there and said, wow, look at this. Man, I don't believe it. But I got news for you. When God says go, you need to move. When God says it's yours, go take it. Possess means to go out and take a hold of. Is that right? To possess something. If there's a piece of cake on the cake pan, and I walk in there and I possess that piece of cake, I take it and I get to enjoy it because I took possession of it. Wow. It's good going down. I took possession of it. That's, I believe with all of my heart, that's what God wants us to do. He's got the plentifulness of it. He's got the land of promise for us. He's got the land prepared for us. And he takes away the hindering things that stops us from taking the city. He breaks the walls down. Some say that the earth opened up and the walls went down. It doesn't matter how it happened. It was just a great earthquake. There was a great shaking. That much wall, that tall, and that much wall of rock that was there, the ground shook with it. And they stood there watching the power of God. Man says it was impossible. God says nothing is impossible. Hallelujah. And then Joshua said, when the dust settled, go in and take the spoils. Go in and possess what's there. Now, let me just remind you, when a nation would win over another nation, or in this case, take the city of Jericho, did you realize that there was gold and silver, bronze, all kind of beautiful garments? There was food there. There was sheep. They were whatever they had in the city. It was all there. And it was all dedicated to the Lord. God says, you take it and you bring it. But don't take it for yourself. Hello? They took the spoils, which represents wealth, at that moment. Listen, folks. What God has for us is not a beggarly element. What God has for his people is not a Big Mac when you can have a steak. Hello. A McDonald's hamburger is just a filler. I know Taryn likes them, but they're fillers. There's not much nutrition in them. But Lord, you give us a piece of steak, and it fills you up. It gives you energy. It goes with you. You know, holds you together, and all those things. Which had you rather have, a McDonald's hamburger or a piece of steak? I'll take the steak any day because it's better. This is just something that'll get me by. When I can have something that's going to get me through. Amen. So he said, go in and take it. He said, Satan won't leave without a fight. He will resist. He will push back. but we will not, he will not win. Why? Because God already declared that you are the victor. Satan, defamed and defeated at Calvary, has no authority over you.
Amen.
In fact, Matthew put up John, 1 John 4, verse 4. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Because he, oh, hallelujah, he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Wow. You are of God. Joshua was of God. The children of Israel at this point in time were of God. His chosen people, his nation. He put his blessing on them. And I got good news for you today. God, Israel is still God's special people. Little children, I like the way John put it, and have overcome them because he, you notice the word he is capital H, that means God, who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. My Lord, have mercy. Can you just, I maybe it's just me, I don't know, but man, I read these things and I get these things in my mind. They're standing there, Joshua. I guess he went in with them. The Bible doesn't really say, but he told the people to go in and take the spoils, take possess what was there. But I just, something in my spirit that says, he just stood there and watched how God moved supernaturally. And I'm going to tell you a little secret. If you've ever seen it, it will have an impact on your life like nothing else. When you see God move supernaturally, when things can't go the right way, everything's going backwards, and it doesn't look like it's going to happen, God can come in all of a sudden, and in a split second, can change the circumstance. It's done supernaturally. Oh, hallelujah. And you scratch your head, how did it happen? What brought it about? How did it come? In the natural, it was impossible. But remember, again, nothing is impossible with God. And if God says, I'll tear that wall down, get ready to march in. If he says, I'm going to knock those walls down, you have the privilege of walking in and getting the spoils. Yes, the enemy's going to fight you all the way. Yes, it's going to be rough. And God never promised us a bed of roses till we get to heaven. But I'm here to tell you, there's victory in the promised land. There's victory over here, not back here. Go on forward with him and let God bless you. There's victory ahead. Victory ahead. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad for that tonight?
Amen.
I'm glad God's children are victorious. Well, what about this and what about that? Listen, God, Brother Douglas and Brother James was talking about this before service, before many of you got here. The Bible tells us that the Lord will never leave us nor forsake us. And I know many times we wonder, where are you, Lord? But the moments and the times that you don't feel him, that's when he is doing the work that needs to be done. What is the old cliche? The footprints in the sand? Huh? You're walking alone. And all of a sudden you look back and there's just one set of footprints. And you go a long way. And you stop and say, wait a minute. What happened to the other set of footprints? I know I ain't saying it right, but you get the message. When you couldn't go no further, I stopped. I picked you up, and I started carrying you to where until you was able to walk again. Now, if somebody's not walking with us, that won't happen. Are you hearing me? The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, especially the Holy Spirit, is with us. And I don't know why I want to say it again, but when you can't feel the Lord, when you don't feel any goosebumps, when you don't feel nothing, remember, as a child of God, He is working for you. He is carrying you alone. You don't feel Him, but you got to know He's there. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I've run out of time. Come on, Brother Mark. Remember what we are. We're children of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Brother John. Stand with us, please, if you're able. Hallelujah. Father, in just a few moments, we've shared what's in our heart. And I pray, Lord, from this day forward, that we'll look to the land of milk and honey. We will learn to take possession of what's ours. Yes, there are walls out there. Yes, there's restrictions out there. But Lord, it doesn't matter what's out there. You walk with us and you walk ahead of us and you supernaturally change circumstances so we can enjoy the blessings of God.
Yes.
Lord, I pray that you bless your people tonight. Minister to our heart. Lord, don't let us just sit back and say, well, it's not for me. But it is for every child of God to possess the land. I pray, Lord, that you bless tonight. Meet every need of our life, and we'll thank you for it.
Thank you for listening today to the podcast of Pastor Daniel Braddock. If you are encouraged and uplifted by Pastor Braddock's preaching, please write a positive review on your favorite podcast app. Subscribe to this podcast on your app so you will not miss any future episodes. Take the word preached by Pastor Braddock and share it with your family, your friends, and your community. May God bless you today.